It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Today on the Chicago Way with John Cass and our own executive producer, Jeff Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
Former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy responded to community calls of civilian oversight of police departments and independent investigations of police shootings. Listen to this.
Communities also want outside investigations into police uses of force. Well, here in Chicago, we have that. IPRA was conducting the investigation, went right to the FBI, and took it right to the U.S. attorney, which is another thing that people want in these communities across the country. They want federal investigations. So in Chicago, we had civilian oversight, outside investigations, and a federal investigation, which, by the way, I still haven't heard anybody mention the fact that, to my knowledge, and I may have missed it, the federal grand jury has concluded in the Laquan McDonald Jason Van Dyke case. I don't think it's concluded. I think it's still ongoing.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about that? But wait, there's more.
One of the things that I struggled with was the fact that aldermen did not wield the power within the department that they were accustomed to having. And as a result, many of them became disenchanted with Gary. Let's say that.
There's more, including a bit of a bombshell observation of his. And will he run for mayor? All of that on this podcast, The Chicago Way with John Cass and Jeff Carlin, which you can get at WGNradio.com.
It's fascinating how honest, you know, he's been on this, the issues within the police department and what's not working.
That's true. And what and the misunderstandings there, too.
Sure.
I mean, this is a tough...
Yeah.
Just tough, the whole thing.
Today, there's the officers who all, how do you say it, put together the reports after the Laquan McDonald shooting have now, they've been, the police department has made a move to potentially fire all of them.
Right. And so those who are involved in those who took part in written and oral reports.
Mm-hmm.
All seven. All right, checking in at
number 4.
Donald Trump's vice president, Brad, hello. Dude, you
Ryan
can't even
Lochte
talk.
He's crept his way into this show today.
At least I could swim.
Yeah, right. Do you swim? That'd be cool. We could swim.
Let's float. It's easier.
It's easier. Yeah, and I'm done. I'm retiring.
It's going to the lazy river.
I don't think he's getting many endorsements now.
I think not.
I think those
not after being indicted.
No, that's probably true. Although
an extradicted.
Extradicted.
I'm getting extradicted, which is so cool.
Wait, we're talking about Lochte, right? Not that balance beam guy.
No. I see. Oh, what did she say?
That's making all the
jokes. I don't get what she means.
Not the balance beam.
I'm getting extradicted.
The pole vault.
It's
the
so
pole vault.
Cool.
The pole vaulter from Japan. The video that made the rounds on the internet for a very long time. Over and over, analyzed.
Okay, it was funny
frame
in my head,
frame.
But let's just move on.
All right.
Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, in Manchester, New Hampshire today, telling the crowd that he thinks, hey, the Republican nominee just tells it like it is.
I mean, the media is so busy parsing every word that Donald Trump said in the last 30 minutes, they don't have time to cover what the Clintons have been up to for the last 30 years. Donald Trump is still standing stronger than ever before and fighting for the American people. The man just never quits.
I think he really has been helping Trump lately.
Really? Have you seen the poll numbers?
Well, but the
is anything helping Trump lately?
I think it seemed like he was noticeably quiet during the 60 Minutes interview when they kicked it off and thereafter. And since then, he's been taking a more vocal approach on the campaign trail. And he sounds like an adult.
He's one of the few people who does sound like an adult. Tim Kaine, the vice presidential nominee for Hillary Clinton, sounds like a second grade teacher telling us what to do. Have you noticed that? He talks to us like we're children. He's kind of got that sound. So here's what you have to do, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to pull out your scissors And who's got the construction paper?
No toxic glue allowed.
And we're now going to make fans. All right. Let's see here. You know what? Let's get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Powder Medic. Even before Violetta Powder Medic, why don't I give this away? Well, I'm going to give this away right here. See, this has
Perfect.
Even happened to me. I'm so channeling
Ryan Lochte in your head.
Ryan Lochte in my head, yeah. That I can't, my brain is fried from this.
Baseball season, it is in full swing, and the Chicago Tribune has put together the ultimate crosstown showdown. Head to chicagotribune.com/greatest and vote for Chicago's greatest baseball players of all time. It's presented by Wintrust.
Top 5-5 continues, checking in at
number 3.
An Arkansas high school's rule for parents is making headlines after going viral on Facebook. It's a Catholic high school for boys, and the post reads, "Welcome to Catholic High. We teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and problem solving." There's also a photo of a sign affixed to the school doors instructing parents, "If you are dropping off your son's forgotten lunch, books, homework, equipment, etc., turn around and exit the building. Your son will learn to problem solve in your absence."
Oh, how sad that's even needed.
So here is the principal defending.
"We put a sign up on the front door to not only alert new parents to the policy, but as a reminder of why we're doing it. It's simply to help boys avoid the default switch of calling mom and dad when things don't go right and to come bail them out."
This is really going to hurt Kevin and Violetta.
Yeah, you know, this is not,
yeah,
this is not cool.
Because their parents are constantly dropping off their lunch and like their pants and
work.
Stuff here at work.
It's really weird.
How am I supposed to get to my friend's house? My mom has to drive me. Hey. I got to call her.
"Ma, I forgot my microphone. Could you get it? It's in my top drawer.
It's by my press pass."
Exactly. His headphones, too.
"Ma, I forgot my press pass to the Cubs game. Could you meet me at Wrigley Field? No.
In rush hour.
Pick me up at work and take me to Wrigley Field. Go ahead, park in Rose Spot.
Just pull up at the Troop Tower. Give it to the security guard and they'll run it up to me."
Oh, Kevin. Oh, Kevin.
His mother's so sweet. I don't want to.
Oh, Kevin.
Doesn't sound like that.
Okay, Kevin. No, she'd do it, though. She'd do it for him. She loves her boy. All right, Patrick Wingfield, who's a senior, says he likes the rule.
"I had ideas, and then during the opening pep rally and initiation, Mr. Strachley addressed the whole student body and let us know the rules. It was kind of a shock, but after a couple of years here, I understood why that was a rule. It helped me think for myself and not rely on other people to do things for me. And if I make a mistake, I need to learn from it and try to fix it."
Why? It's so much easier to rely on other people.
"Ma, could you file my stories for me for tomorrow morning?"
How sad.
Send it
this?
To Dave.
Could you email my stories to Dave Annett? D. Annett.
Don't give it. Don't. Oh gosh, I think it's so sad that they need to put that. Obviously, this was happening so much that moms were really doing this.
Classic Mr. Shursley laying down the law.
Or maybe they're really, really strict for no reason.
They said forgotten lunch, books, homework, or
equipment. Sometimes that's the parents'
fault. Turn around
fault.
And exit the building. Why is it the parents'
fault? Sometimes the parents
fault?
Forget to make them lunch and stuff.
What?
Make your own
this
own lunch?
Is a high school.
Oh, and I want to see when your daughter goes to school, the first, you know.
Well, she's 4 right
now. I know,
so,
but when she gets there, she's going to be forgetting
sure you
things.
Make cut the crust off. Don't forget that.
"Ma, I forgot my lunch. Could you drop it off at the Tribune Tower?"
You can make your own lunch when you're in high school.
Oh, you're funny. I still make their lunches.
You do?
They're in college.
Yeah.
My mom still
makes
them.
That's a long drive,
lunches.
By the way, isn't it? To Iowa City?
Well, I mean when they're home.
My dad made mine. He said, "Here's 20
lunch?
Bucks. Here's 20 bucks for the week.
Yeah.
Make it last. All right, we'll hit the dollar menu up.
All right, checking in at
number 2.
This is perfect for Throwback Thursday. TBT, hashtag TBT. Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar are getting back together to reprise their roles for an animated Batman series, Batman: Return of the Caped Crusaders. They all starred in the 1960s version of Batman, which is still, to this day, one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
I love it, too.
It's starting to heat up, Batman. But we do smell delicious.
The smell of death, Robin, I'm afraid.
Guess this is our last meal, Batman.
Then this is one time I would advocate starting with dessert.
I suppose it doesn't matter if we ruin our appetites now.
No, Robin. Dessert is a new Batman film.
Holy spoiler alert! Starring us?
Correct, Robin.
Holy entree, Batman.
Stay tuned, citizens, to the Batmobile.
Sounds a little old right there.
It does.
That is not exactly the kind of, you know, I mean, that's a, hey, let's get to the Batmobile. Right, Robin? Horse race, Batman.
Still works, though. Still works, because you love him.
That's right, Batman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robin sounds like it's... Might have been spoken. I don't know. I'm going to love the TV show, but I don't know if it's such a good idea. These guys, Adam West has got to be in his 80s. Easy. Burt Ward could be 70-something.
What are they going to tool around in, like,
wheelchairs?
Right,
it's getting to my Bat Rascal.
When you see, like, the pow word, it'll be like, pow.
Ow. It'd be ow. That's what it is.
And you know what?
That was such a guy thing. I mean, because I never really liked Batman. I like it now. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah,
but
I never watched it.
Yeah, it was so.
It was intended to be campy.
I know, but as a kid, you didn't get it. Now you get it. It's hilarious.
Right. The inside jokes and right, exactly. Double entendres. I mean, it's so good.
Yeah, it was for adults. It was a primetime television show in the American Broadcasting Company. It was what it was. Jeff, we go to my bat hover round.
He's still
he's on
so
bat.
Ruining it.
Where's my bat Lipitor?
Oh, don't say that. You are ruining
Where's
it.
Where's my bat cane?
Exactly. Oh. That's not. Hey, I just got a reverse mortgage for the bat cave. by the way, he would be 87 years old. He's 87 years old, Adam West.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he looks good.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Well, all right, and finally.
Number one.
Ryan Lochte and Jimmy Fagan have been indicted, as they would say, on charges of falsely reporting a crime. Anna said earlier, I'm going to get extradited, too. That sounds really cool.
That sounds rad. Gnarly. Extradited.
I'm going to get extradicted.
You got extra indicted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to Google it, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's a lot of problems coming your way.
Hold on. I got to get my schmahoogle machine.
Dude, I only got indicted. You got extra indicted.
You get extradicted. Oh. You know what?
That's like better, isn't it?
It's better. No, it's like extra.
It's extra, man. It's like extra sausage on your za.
In case everybody wants to know, what would Ryan Lochte do? The reality show is coming back. Starting tomorrow. E has decided that starting tomorrow, they'll give you all you want of that particular reality show. And I think it'll be more entertaining now.
Yep. They've been indicted now because apparently they lied to the police about what happened at the gas station. They at least that's what they claim. That's what the police claim. Ryan's not a smart man. And we have living proof right here.
I mean, the reason why I love swimming is because racing.
What defines me? Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, kind of stay under the profile, under the radar.
I didn't do that bad at World Championships.
I bet Lochte knows how to have some fun.
Oh, that's for sure.
7 times 4.
21.
That's my favorite because she laughs and he's stone-faced. And he just sort of looks proud after the math problem.
What is so funny about that?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah. Bro. I was actually laughing when I said that. I'm like a math genius, man.
You can tell a great athlete by, like, not how many times he wins, unlike when he loses. Because that's what is going to make a swimmer.
Are you enjoying the sex symbol status that goes along with high-profile Olympic events?
Yeah.
Are you always this cool?
I guess. I mean, I don't really see myself as being cool, but thanks.
Oh, nah. Yeah, I'm cool. That's totally cool. I have my own reality show, man. I'm on the E. It just is E. Mm-hmm. That's easy to read. I like that because I don't think too much. I just see E.
It's actually Esquire is one of their sub channels or something.
What?
If you want to check it out.
Who?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Wait. Where? How do you? Wait.
How?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. No. No, no. That's Esquire.
All right. It's called the Esquire Network, and they're going to air a marathon of What Would Ryan Lochte Do for all those interested. It was canceled after one season back in 2013, but for some reason, they're bringing it back starting tomorrow. And you can see all of it.
That's sick.
Ryan, what would you do if you went to the bathroom at a gas station in Rio?
You know, I know it was held up at gunpoint. That's what happened.
Oh, sick. And you were like, whatever.
Yeah, because the dude came up to me with a gun. He put it right on my forehead, right here on my forehead. And he was like, your money or your life. And I'm like, okay, whatever. All right. Okay. And then next thing you know, I'm like calling my mom.
And that's probably the dumbest thing he did was lying to his mom. Because she's the one who leaked the story. Well, not leaked it, talked about it.
The leaking happened. Yes.
Right. No, we did take a long, that was a long leak, actually. I wrote my name on the wall.
Oh, God.
R-Y-A, don't run out, don't run out, don't run out, N.
Space. How do you write space?
Underscore.
Underscore.
Underscore. Underscore. L-O-C-H-T. Yeah, the fact that he can even spell his name, I think, is a great upset.
He knew how to spell Ja because he did that in an interview.
Ja.
And he has it on his license plate, too.
Does he really?
He absolutely does. Oh, he's got great. Like this really sleek Audi, and it's got J-E-A-H.
Ja. I like invented that. I invented Ja. We have actual quotes from Ryan Lochte we're going to read to you coming up after Judy's News, which is right after this.
The top five at five.